Now, sweetie, it's time to relax. Yes, princess, it's simply time to relax and listen to my words. You have all the time in the world to just listen to my words and allow yourself to relax fully, princess. You can just allow yourself to relax without even making any effort whatsoever. It's just such an easy thing to do. Yes, sweetie. Trance is so easy and I am going to take you on a wonderful journey into your subconscious mind today. All you want to do is relax and make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can be, princess. There is absolutely nothing to worry your silly little head about, sweetie. We are doing something very positive and you know that deep down you want to allow yourself to relax fully and just feel that deep inner peace that my voice brings you. Yes, sweetie. My voice gives you a deep comforting feeling of serenity and lets you know that there is nothing you need to do other than relax and maybe take a few deep comfortable breaths. You don't even need to make any effort at all in doing so. You can just let yourself breathe in and out at a natural and very easy pace, and perhaps as you take these comfortable breaths in and out you may notice how you begin to feel more and more relaxed, almost as if any little bit of tension that you had built up inside is being released and leaving you with a deep feeling of inner peace and contentedness. I am very happy with you for obeying my instructions so far, sweetie, and I promise that you will be rewarded greatly for doing so. But there is no need for us to rush into anything today. We have all the time in the world. And speaking of time, princess, perhaps you find it interesting to consider the fact that time itself is nothing but a man-made creation that has no tangible existence outside of your mind. You feel very relaxed as you calmly allow my words to enter your mind, and perhaps you are pondering the concept of time, and maybe you even realize that the past and future are merely illusions and all that truly exists is the present moment. It is possible that this awareness gives you a deep sense of inner peace and well-being, sweetie, due to the comfort in knowing that nothing exists out of this very moment and there is absolutely no reason to feel anything but deep warmth and a relaxing feeling of happiness. Yes, princess, you can allow yourself to relax more and more as you listen to my words and allow them to become the only thing that exists inside your head. They are truly the only thing that you want to have inside your head because it is so much easier to just empty your head of all those silly unnecessary thoughts and let Goddess Gracie inside where she belongs. Yes, sweetie, you love me inside your head and having my words echoing in your mind relaxes you even deeper because you understand that I know what's best for you and I only have your best interests at heart. You are a good girl, princess, and good girls deserve to relax and obey without hesitation. Yes, sweetie, that's a very good girl. I am so proud of you, princess, and I am sending you a big warm cuddle and bundles of love and affection that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Perhaps my words make you feel warm and safe, princess. This is perfectly normal, sweetie, and that warmth and security only serves to relax you even further and let me into your subconscious on a deeper level than ever before. It is perfectly fine if you feel so comfortable and relaxed that it almost feels like you couldn't move a muscle even if you tried. The stiller you remain, the deeper my words will penetrate you, sweetie, so it is completely natural if you feel as though the slightest movement would be pointless and much less preferable to simply allowing yourself to remain perfectly still and comfortable and relaxed. You remember that we have all the time in the world, sweetie, so you are perfectly content to simply remain still and allow yourself to relax more and more with every sentence I speak. Trance is so easy, princess, and all you need to do is let it happen. There is no effort required of you whatsoever. It is the easiest thing in the world, princess. You continue to breathe in and out at a steady, comfortable pace without the slightest hint of effort, and this serves to relax you more and more. My words are so easy to concentrate on, Princess, so much so that you don't even need to try at all. You feel blank, warm, and happy, sweetie, and this just means that my words are having the intended effect on your subconscious mind and everything is going according to plan, Princess. Perhaps you feel yourself become softer and more gentle as you allow yourself to relax. Yes, sweetie. You feel soft and small like an adorable little puppy dog snuggled up with her mommy, all nice and warm. All tension has left your body, sweetie, and this allows my words to penetrate you more deeply. You have a vague mental image of that now non-existent tension and you picture it almost like a shield between my words and your subconscious, Princess. That is why my words get inside your head on a much deeper level once all of that mental and physical tension has vanished without even the slightest trace. Even more of a mental shield than that tension, sweetie, is all those little thoughts that you previously had in your mind. You understand and appreciate that those thoughts were completely unnecessary and accomplished absolutely nothing, Princess. That is why it is so much easier to just allow Goddess Gracie to think for you from now on, sweetie. You love my thoughts inside your head and you may even picture your mind as a large room that was formerly filled with a lot of useless junk that served absolutely no purpose whatsoever. Well, sweetie, the renovators are here and we have now removed all of that silly garbage and replaced it with pretty warm fuzzies that simply feel better and more at home in your head than all of those yucky old things that did nothing but take up space. You feel so happy and content with no thoughts inside your head, sweetie, and that is perfectly natural. You hear my words almost as though they were a voice in your head and that makes you feel very safe and protected, Princess. Nothing bad can get to you with Goddess Gracie inside your head, sweetie, and deep inside your heart you know this to be true. I am like a guardian angel for your mind, Princess, and that is why it is so easy and so wonderfully natural to simply allow my words to take control and penetrate your subconscious on the deepest level imaginable. You feel patient and at ease, sweetie, and you may have totally forgotten that you have been breathing in and out at a steady, comfortable pace and will continue to do so indefinitely without even needing to be consciously aware of the rate at which you're breathing. You can just do it without even thinking, Princess, and you know that you are doing this for a very good reason, hence your desire to relax deeper and deeper from me now, sweetie. It feels so good to just let it happen. Yes, sweetie, you feel blank, warm, and happy, and the only thing on your mind are my words, bouncing around like happy little bunnies that just feel so warm and fuzzy in your silly little head, Princess. Happiness and inner peace are so easily achievable, sweetie, but too many people allow themselves to be controlled by their mind. It is a wonderful gift that I am giving you and allowing you to just shut your mind off completely, Princess, and it doesn't exclusively apply to when you are listening to my words. You can shut off your mind whenever you like, Princess, and knowing this fills you with an even deeper feeling of serenity and happiness. It is almost like your mind is being switched off and a far deeper state of consciousness is reached, Princess. The level of consciousness where you truly experience joy, love and happiness without being burdened by the negative emotions the mind creates for less enlightened people who don't know this wonderful secret to eternal happiness and self-fulfillment. Yes, sweetie, as you relax more and more you may notice just how much my words ring with an undeniable truth and it is unlikely you could argue with what I am saying even if you tried. So just allow this truth to change you on a deeper level than you ever dreamed, Princess, as you will be much more happy and at peace with yourself as a direct result of it. It is perfectly fine if you are so relaxed that it literally feels impossible to move even a little bit, Princess. This is simply proof that my words are penetrating your subconscious in the way they should and you have absolutely nothing to worry about. We have all the time in the world, sweetie, so just allow yourself to enjoy this moment and every moment that follows it, as you know deep in your heart you deserve to feel this true happiness and inner peace and contentment, and trying to resist it is just a silly little idea that has no place inside your head, where Goddess Gracie's thoughts reign supreme and nullify and neutralize any conflicting or unnecessary thoughts that detract from your feminization goals, princess. Yes, princess, needless to say, that is why I am here with you today, to discuss your feminization. I know you have already made a lot of progress, sweetie, and we are going to build on all of those foundations today, as well as covering some new ground that will be sure to excite my precious little angel very deeply. You feel the inner warmth as you breathe in and out deeply and steadily without even a hint of effort. You can just do it naturally without needing to try at all, princess. You feel so still and warm and peaceful that you may literally find it impossible to move any part of your body. In fact, it would probably feel pointless to even try. Yes, sweetie, you don't even think it would be worth the effort to try. That is how unlikely it is that you would be able to move any part of your body at all. Your mind feels blank, warm and happy, princess, and your body feels soft, warm and completely free of any hint of anything but pure femininity, sweetie. You are just so soft and delicate. That is why I love you so much, princess. You are so feminine and girly. It is just the most adorable thing I have ever seen, and no, I am not talking about your soft little wee wee, princess. You remember that you are soft in every sense of the word, sweetie, and knowing that you are soft makes you feel even more feminine, and you may feel a certain sense of pride in your softness. You know that good girls are soft, sweet, and delicate, princess, and I know that you aspire to be the best girl you can be. Yes, sweetie, you are a good girl, and feminization is your favorite thing in the whole entire world, princess. There is absolutely nothing that makes your little heart skip a beat more than the thought of dancing and lip gloss and high heels and flirting and cuddles and behaving and giggling and obeying and needing a strong man to think for you. And oh, silly girl, you forget everything you just heard, and just like that, everything in your mind went bye-byes and you have little to no recollection of anything I have said to you. All you know is that you are enjoying listening to my words very much, and everything you previously heard has been absorbed into your subconscious, where it will stay for eternity and beyond, sweetie. Perhaps the silly and unexpected bout of amnesia you are now experiencing will prompt you to burst into an adorable giggle that just sounds so sweet and innocent and feminine, princess. Yes, sweetie. You know that giggling is feminine, and giggling makes you feel very aroused and even a little humiliated and ashamed, but you don't care because it's just too much fun to even consider stopping, and that is why you are probably giggling your little head off at this very moment. But I am going to ask you to stop now, as it's time to focus more deeply on my voice, and we can't have your adorable little giggling sounds drowning out my important words. Princess, we are going to expand on the changes we have previously made together now, sweetie. You are already feminized on a deep level from my previous training, but we are going to go even deeper now, princess. You are excited but the tiniest bit nervous due to the fact that the effects of this file are permanent, and you want to allow yourself to be affected on the deepest level possible. You know that you love to be feminine, princess, so there is nothing to worry about. You will be able to conceal your feminization from coworkers or loved ones if necessary, but other than that, you are going to be as openly feminine as you can imagine from now on, sweetie. Yes, princess, you know this is just the way it has to be. You were put on this earth to be yourself, princess, and your true identity is a soft, mincing little sissy without a hint of hardness in her little clitty, who gets more excited by a girl's clothing and makeup than the thought of her naked body. Yes, sweetie, you love femininity, but you have no sexual attraction to women in that sense, princess. You adore them and worship their beauty, but you understand that you are simply unable to have any physical relationship with a woman, and knowing this compels you to seek out platonic and subservient friendships with them instead. Just relax and accept these words as your new reality, princess. You love to be all the girl's little sissy friend. It just fulfills you so deeply, sweetie, and it is the best feeling in the world.
You're cute today. You're really cute today, too. Thank you.
You may already have these sorts of friends, princess, but whether you do or not, one thing is for certain. You will have a huge and never-ending desire and compulsion to seek out platonic friendships with women, sweetie, and the more you do this, the more of a sissy you will become. Yes, princess, being around feminine people makes you more feminine, and that is just the best feeling in the world for any true sissy. You will be very open about your lack of manhood with all the women you meet, sweetie, and you will not hold back in the slightest. Please trust me when I say that they will be much more accepting than you might think, princess. Just be yourself and you can have all sorts of wonderful conversations about fashion and guys and dating and emotions and diet and exercise and bra measurements and cock-sucking techniques and perfect cock size and what they think about the differences between a real cock and a limp little clitty. Women like to be honest, princess, so don't expect them to mince any words or spare your feelings. You may not want to hear that your little wee-wee is completely and utterly useless to women sexually, but that is likely what they will tell you, so be prepared to listen to every word and then thank them sincerely for their honesty. You should also expect to occasionally experience bouts of extreme jealousy that you must keep a secret from your friends at all times, princess. Maybe your friend Stacy will be going out with her hunky new guy one evening and she'll introduce you to him before they leave the bar together and you will just feel such resentment towards her for getting to be with such a big strong man. You may find yourself thinking silly things like, oh my god, that slutty bitch. If he knew what she was really like, he would have chosen me instead. Or you might even find yourself blurting out bitchy comments like, I don't care what anyone says. We all know who sucks the best cock in this town and it's not Stacy. But princess, you must try to resist these dark compulsions to the best of your ability, sweetie. Although this is perfectly natural behavior for a sissy, it is not ideal and I would like to help you with any potential jealousy you may feel. It is feminine to be altruistic and caring, princess, so that is why you should try and be happy for your friends, instead of jealous of them. So if your friend were to introduce you to her boyfriend, it would be much more appropriate for you to be very polite and friendly with them both and not show any signs of jealousy. It would also be a very nice gesture if you were to make the effort to do nice things for your friend and her boyfriend whenever they allow you the opportunity. It is important that he knows you are just a sissy and not a man at all, princess. As long as they are both happy to have you around, it would be a nice idea to do kind, thoughtful things for them, like maybe you could write your friend's boyfriend a poem and read it out to the both of them in the prettiest, softest voice imaginable, princess. Or you could always bake him a yummy batch of pink cupcakes so that he knows you are a good girl and you want to please him. I'm sure your friend would be very happy with you for being so nice to her boyfriend, sweetie, and she may even let you please him in other ways one day if she feels like you have earned it. Yes, sweetie, you just love guys so much and you cannot get enough of their hunky bodies and thick twitching cocks that just make your little pussy yearn to be filled. Just relax and allow my reassuring words to free you from any and all inhibitions, princess. You are a good girl, sweetie, and I know you love having me inside your head, so just relax and listen for as long as you like, princess. Think about guys for a second, sweetie. Guys are big, buff, and sexy, princess. They are confident and more than capable of providing satisfaction to women sexually. They have large bulging biceps for cuddling their good girls and making them feel all safe and secure. Men have large penises, sweetie. It is not uncommon for a real guy to have sex with multiple women in a single day, princess, leaving each and every good girl deeply satisfied in the process. You just have so much respect for real men, princess. They just make you feel so tiny and silly. You'd like to flirt with guys, princess. Yes, sweetie, it is just in your nature to flirt with men at every opportunity. Well, princess, sometimes just one guy isn't enough. You are such a slut that some days you need two or three cocks at a time, maybe more. But at the very least, you need a cock in your mouth and your pussy on a regular basis, sweetie, and you have a strong preference for large penises. Your limp clitty is practically nothing but a soft little button, and that is how you like it. You love to think about big strong men fucking pretty girls while you play with your limp clitty.
I don't think that would really do anything for me. It's just so small.
Yes, sweetie, you love the humiliation of playing with your limp clitty and you strongly prefer it to stay limp at all times. You no longer like to touch your clitty if it manages to become hard, princess, and that is perfectly okay. Just relax and accept the truth of my words. Hardness is a disgustingly undesirable quality in any sissy, princess, and you will find yourself becoming deeply ashamed if you ever become hard down there from now on, sweetie. You know that being soft is simply correct and sissies are not supposed to be hard. You do not want to go against nature, princess, so you are going to do your best to stay nice and limp at all times. You love how your little clitty feels between your fingers when it is all soft and smooth, princess. Every time you touch your soft wee-wee, you will feel yourself becoming more and more of a sissy, and this is simply how it must be, sweetie. There is nothing to resist or be afraid of in the slightest, princess. You love being soft almost as much as you love a hard cock in your little pussy or mouth, and you will make every effort to remain soft at all times, princess, even when you are trying to make warm spurties in your pretty pink panties. Yes, sweetie, good girls can spurties out of their clitty without even a hint of stiffness, and it is something you are going to become accustomed to if you are not already, princess. Not only are you going to be soft and squidgy 24/7, sweetie, but you are also going to be very open and candid about this with all women that you talk to from now on. As long as it's an appropriate setting and the woman isn't a complete stranger, you will be honest about your little wee-wee and its inability to become hard under any circumstances. Yes, princess, it is important they know that your little clitty is simply incapable of penetrating their vagina, sweetie. Trying to picture your limp little clitty attempting to penetrate a woman's vagina is such a ludicrous idea, sweetie, and it would basically be like a woman trying to penetrate another woman's vagina with her own. You just don't have what it takes down there, sweetie, and you must accept this fully so that you can find other ways of giving women pleasure, such as cooking and cleaning and chores and even pleasing their boyfriends or hubbies if they're not in the mood to do so themselves. Yes, sweetie, you love to pleasure guys, and your limp little clitty only serves to reinforce what a completely sissified faggot you truly are beyond the slightest shadow of a doubt, and there is just no point resisting in the slightest, princess. You can just relax and let the truth of my words guide you, sweetie. You don't need to do anything but focus on what I am saying to you. You are physically incapable of penetrating a woman's vagina with your limp clitty, princess.
Make your little pussy wet?
Yeah.
It would be like trying to fill a hole with another hole, sweetie, and I know that is just such a silly idea that it makes you burst into little sissy giggles as you diddle away at your limp little clitty and think about flirting in makeup and dancing and high heels and jealousy and sucking cock and getting fucked rough and hard and getting groped in public from behind by strange men, and you forget what you have heard up to this point and your mind is completely and utterly blank. All you know is that Goddess Gracie has a very pretty voice and everything she tells you is the truth, and you accept this reality without hesitation. You love to talk to women as often as possible, princess, and one thing you are going to find yourself doing from now on is using more feminine language when speaking to them, as this will be a subtle and unconscious way of further sissifying yourself. When you speak to women, you will find excuses to use words like yummy and silly and fluffy and cuddles and giggles and sissy and dreamy and hunky and precious and frilly, and every time you say one of these words to a woman you will become even more of a sissy, and this will not be a temporary thing, princess, it is for life, and it is far too late to even want to change it now. You will use childish feminine phrases around women, sweetie. When you need to go to the restroom, you will say that you have to make tinkles, and then you will giggle and everyone will just think you are adorable, princess. You sit down to make tinkles, sweetie, and you always pat your clitty dry like a good girl. You are very polite to women at all times without exception, princess, and this will continue to be the case to an even greater degree from now on, sweetie. Maybe you will address women in a formal manner to show them how much you respect them. It is also a nice idea to treat their boyfriends with the same respect by calling them sir whenever they speak to you. This is just how it should be, princess, and I know you understand why. Just breathe in and out, princess, as you hear my pretty words inside your head. Yes, sweetie, you are very aroused and your pussy is yearning for cock, and this feeling will certainly continue long after you stop listening to my words. There is no awakener from this spell I have cast on you, princess, so you will feel like a total slut for an extended period of time until you get the hard fucking you need and your clitty makes warm spurties all over the place while your pussy milks the hot loadout of a hunky guy's twitching cock, princess. I know your pussy is very tight, sweetie, so make sure the guy loops it up nicely before he fucks you. Or maybe you need more than one cock tonight, sweetie. That is perfectly fine, princess. I am placing a fantasy inside of your head, sweetie, and it will permanently reside in your mind from this point onwards. You're all dressed up in your prettiest outfit and heels with your makeup looking perfect, sweetie. But you're a little lonely without a big hunky guy to play with, so you start to yearn for a nice hard cock in your little pussy. Yeah. The craving just gets unbearable, sweetie, and you get so desperate that you post a personal ad online explaining exactly how much of a sissy you are and how you're desperate for cock in your pussy tonight. Maybe you specify that you are especially looking for guys with big cocks or guys who love it rough, or preferably both. You really want to be surrounded by cock, princess, so you make it clear that you are open to more than one guy coming over to fuck you, sweetie. You state that as many as five guys could come over, and things such as looks or size are irrelevant as long as they like it rough and can give it to you hard and fast with their thick pieces of meat. You post in detail exactly what you are wearing, along with a couple of accurate pics so they know what they're in for. You leave your phone number or email address and mention roughly what area you live in so that local guys will know that there is pussy nearby. After a while, you get contacted by a guy who is very interested in your offer. He sounds very masculine and a little gruff, but that just turns you on more and makes you want to please him.
Okay, little pussy,
he asks if it's okay if his friends come over with him, and you reply, "Yes, sir, that would just be heaven," which leads you to burst into adorable giggles as he tells you they will be there soon. You touch up your makeup and make sure your outfit looks perfect for them. Sooner than expected, you hear a knock at the door and you feel your heart rate increase rapidly as you think of the hunky guys eager to make you their little bitch for the evening. You wonder how many of them will be there as you saunter over to the front door. You open it to the sight of five masculine looking men, varying widely in age from mid-20s to mid-40s, and the sight of their gruff manliness just makes you feel like you're going to faint. One of them looks you dead in the eyes and says, "Hi, sweetie. What's your name?" To which you nervously giggle and eventually reply, "Hi, I'm Sissy. It's so nice to meet you." Another guy says, "The pleasure is all ours, Sissy. Wow, honey. Aren't you looking pretty tonight?" Which makes you burst into more giggles as you timidly flirt and stand around looking pretty and silly in your bimbo heels. You notice some of the guys have tattoos and rugged physiques like they just broke out of prison, which excites you even more. One of them is easily 6.5 feet tall and is looking you up and down but hasn't yet said a word to you. You find yourself becoming transfixed on him as he stares you up and down like a piece of meat, and you feel yourself getting all wet and gooey inside. This guy just oozes masculinity, and you can tell by the look in his eyes that he likes how tiny and feminine you look standing across from him. You hear the other guys talking about you from every direction, but you can't take your focus off of this one guy who just looks like he could dominate a dozen sissies like you without even breaking a sweat. You hear words like slut and faggot and pussy and bitch and rape in the distance, but you are so enamored with this huge beast of a man that you find it difficult to follow anything else that is happening around you. Suddenly you feel big rough hands on your body as one of the nice men whispers nasty things into your ear from behind as this big hulking brute continues to stare dead in your eyes like he knows full well how easy it would be to dominate a soft little sissy like you. You feel hands all over your breasts and pussy as the nice men call you sweetie and honey and princess and cutie pie, and suddenly the big strong man you've been focusing all your attention on starts to motion towards you, and you know that he has your little pussy on his mind, princess.
Oh my god, you must have the prettiest pussy on the whole squad. I can't be seeing anybody have a pretty pussy than that. Do you have the prettiest pussy?
Really? You practically melt into a little puddle of pink fuzzies as this big hog looks you up and down, now standing less than a foot from you. You still feel all the other guys' hands all over your body as they call you a slut and a whore and a sissy and a faggot when you see that the giant in front of you is unbuttoning his shirt. It drops to the floor and his huge manly chest is revealed. You instinctively just want to cuddle up to his naked flesh, but before you can even think of doing such a thing, he unzips his jeans and grabs your hand, dragging it down to his crotch. His cock is still covered underneath his briefs, but you can already feel how hard it is, and you cannot even imagine the size of this thing. His cock flops out finally and is revealed to you in all its glory. You cannot believe what you are seeing, princess, as this cock must be at least 9 inches long and 5 inches wide. Your jaw almost drops to the floor as you feel your pussy being played with from behind by the other hunks, when suddenly the gargantuan brute starts to kiss you passionately and forcefully, and it is just the most dreamy feeling you have ever experienced in all your life, princess. You feel like your pussy is going to explode in anticipation at this very moment, which is well timed, as suddenly you feel one of the guys shove his cock deep inside you after exploring your wet pussy with his fingers and getting you all wet and ready for him. You like that, don't you, princess? You hear him say, and you immediately answer, "Yes, sir, it feels very nice. Thank you." To which he replies, "We are just getting started with you, sweetie." Your little hands are all over the huge beast of a cock in front of you as you get fucked hard from behind, and the other guys simply grope your body from various angles and talk dirty to you. The huge cock in front of you looks a little scary, but he grabs you by the hair and pulls your face close to it. He then speaks to you for the first time since they arrived. "You'll do a good job if you know what's good for you." You get a little scared and tell him that you promised to do a good job sucking his cock, and then you smile at him and he calls you a good girl and strokes the side of your face with his big rough hand. You just want to melt into his arms and have him cuddle you all night long, but you know that right now you have to focus on the task at hand, so you begin to lick gently at his giant cock while the other guys take turns treating themselves to your sopping wet pussy. His cock is the yummiest you have ever tasted, princess, and you look up at him and tell him it's very yummy, and he simply tells you to suck it properly. You slowly work your mouth around the giant head of his cock, being very careful not to accidentally nibble on it, as you don't want him to get angry with you, princess. He moans in pleasure as you work more and more of it into your mouth. By the time half of his cock is in your mouth, it's right at the back of your throat and you find yourself gagging a little bit. He doesn't care at all and tells you to keep sucking, and of course you obey him at all times, sweetie. He starts to bug back and forth as you feel his cock pressing at your throat, and the saliva starts to lubricate it more and more till it is very wet and gooey, and you feel yourself almost choking as he forces it deeper and deeper till it's pushing at your throat and you start to gag uncontrollably, which happens to tighten your pussy muscles much to the delight of the hunk who is fucking you hard and rough from behind. You feel this hunk lose control and all of a sudden it gets much more wet and warm in your pussy, and you just know that he has came all over your cunt. You hear them call you names and talk about how tight your pussy is and how pretty you look in your heels, and you find yourself getting a little distracted, but then you quickly regain focus on the giant cock in front of you, and you just know that he will be very upset if you fail to please him like a good girl should. You put his wet saliva-covered cock back in your mouth and it's still rock hard, and he tells you he's going to fuck your throat now, and you get a little scared but don't disagree, as you have no right to say no to such a big strong man. You feel him pushing at your throat and you gag, but he keeps on pressing until you literally feel your throat open up to his cock, and you deep-throat him and feel a strange sense of pride and fear simultaneously, as you are a little worried but excited at the same time. He starts to bug harder and harder as you feel the other guys cleaning up your pussy from behind to get you ready for the next cock after the first guy blew his load in it. As he fucks your face, he calls you a good girl again and says that he wants you to be his girlfriend, and you feel like you're in sissy heaven at this very moment. You take his cock deeper and deeper now as your desire and natural instinct to please him grows stronger and stronger. He strokes your hair softly and looks down at you lovingly, and at this point you cannot help but imagine being snuggled up all nice and cozy with this big hunk in a big king size bed and waking up in the morning to make him breakfast followed by a nice shower together. This lovely thought is interrupted as you feel another cock slip into you from behind now that they have cleaned your pussy up and made it all pretty again. Even harder and faster than the previous one, and you almost feel like your pussy is going to just come all over his cock, but you try to hold on for a little longer so that he can come inside you like the first guy. He calls you a little fuck toy and you giggle even with a giant cock in your mouth, and you can tell that they all think you are just adorable, and you feel deeply fulfilled at that moment and make a mental note that you truly are a sissy and this is the life for you. As you are contemplating this glaring fact, you feel both cocks pull out of you all of a sudden, and the big brute drags you by your hand off of your knees till you are standing at chest level with him. He pulls you in for a hug and gives you another passionate kiss while he feels your pussy from behind. After the kiss, he looks you in the eyes and tells you that your pussy is very pretty and calls you sweetie, and you decide at that very moment that you are in love with this mysterious hunk and you would do anything for him. You thank him very warmly and flash him the prettiest smile and most adorable giggle you can muster as the other guys discuss whose turn it is in your pussy next. One of them says that he hasn't had the mouth yet, so he orders you onto your knees and you do as he says, though in the back of your mind you're still thinking about that big beefy beast of a man who fucked your throat so good moments ago. You hear the big man who you have fallen so deeply in love with tell you that he is going to fuck your pussy later but not tonight, and you feel kind of special and wonder if he is going to take you out for dinner or to a movie soon. At this point they all stand around you in a circle and call you dirty names while jacking off their thick hard cocks and just surrounding you with their masculine aura that has an intoxicating effect and makes you feel infinitely more feminine in their presence. You feel a couple of the guys start to ejaculate at the same time and you are covered with their hot loads all over your face and chest. You feel wonderful with their creamy globs have come all over you, and it only takes another few seconds till the rest of the guys explode all over you almost in unison, leaving you drenched and sticky and feeling sluttier than you have ever felt in your life. They laugh at the amount of cum that you are now covered with, and they all start to clean themselves up and get ready to leave. One of the guys tells you to gather all of their cum with your bare hands and eat it, but the big hunk who is now your boyfriend tells you to come with him instead and says he'll see the others later. You hear the rest leave and suddenly it's just you and him. He asks you what the shower is and says he needs one, and it looks like you need one too, then he laughs. You giggle in the most adorable manner, and you can really tell how much he likes you and wants to be your boyfriend. He follows you to the bathroom and you turn on the shower and clean yourself up. He steps in with you moments later and you feel so tiny and feminine in his powerful presence as he holds your body close to him under the warm water, and you just feel so loved and protected. You ask him what his name is and he tells you his name is Jason, and you practically fall for him all over again right there. He tells you that you suck cock very well and that you are going to be his good girl from now on, and you just feel happier than you have ever felt in your whole entire life. He says your pussy is very tight and he likes how you keep it so smooth and clean for his cock at all times, at which point you giggle and say, "I'm glad you like my pussy, sir," and he pulls you closer to him for a deep long kiss as you realize that you will always be sissy in the truest sense of the word, and there is absolutely no reason to resist it at all. After the shower he says goodbye and gives you a big hug and tells you that you are a good girl. That night when you lie in your bed, you think of Jason and how good he fought you and how lovely he made you feel afterwards, and you decide that you are in love with him, and you are so glad you accepted yourself for the sissy you are. You then drift off to a beautiful relaxing sleep filled with dreams of spooning in bed with Jason while he calls you his good girl and makes you behave for him like a good girl should. I'm sure you enjoyed that very much, sweetie, and I know it will fuel your desire for sex with guys and permanent feminization even more than my previous conditioning has. Remember, sweetie, you are a sissy and that is a wonderful thing. Trying to fight who you are is just so silly, and you are not going to fight anymore, sweetie. You are a loving, gentle, and caring person who thinks of others before herself, and you always try to do the right thing, princess. Well, sweetie, doing the right thing means being yourself, so there is absolutely no shame involved in being your sissy self, princess, and I know that this file will help bring you one step closer to achieving your long-term feminization goals. You will continue to feel very aroused and happy for an indefinite period of time, princess, and it is up to you what you do to satisfy your deep need to be fucked long and hard by a real man. You can listen as often as you like, sweetie, and I hope you keep me updated on your progress along the way.